The federal government wants local sheriffs to hold people in their jails who are believed to be in the U.S. illegally. And some sheriffs are refusing. That now puts them on a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement list of uncooperative law enforcement agencies. The sheriffs say what they're being asked to do is illegal. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
For years, it was common for sheriffs to hold people in their jails for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, even after they were free to go on local charges. The request from ICE is called a detainer.
And we honored those for years, believing that that was legally correct.
Mitch Barker is the executive director of the Washington State Sheriffs Association.
Once the Clackamas decision came out, that changed, and so they're no longer honored.
The decision Barker's referring to is a federal court ruling from April 2014. A federal judge in Portland ruled Oregon's Clackamas County had violated the Fourth Amendment rights of Maria Miranda Oliveras. Miranda Oliveras, a non-citizen, had been arrested for allegedly violating a restraining order. While her criminal case was moving forward, the county received a notice from ICE requesting it detain her. And it did.
Even though she would have probably otherwise have been released the following day after her arrest, she ended up staying in jail for 16 days.
Juliette Stumpf is a professor at Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland. Stumpf says the ruling found ICE detainers weren't the same as going before a judge to get a warrant, meaning they weren't a legally sufficient way to hold a person in jail.
And since, according to the federal judge, the police had no authority to hold her at all, those 16 days of detention, of custody, were completely unlawful. They were a violation of the Constitution.
Today, you have an explosion in the number of jurisdictions that sort of recognize this basic legal principle.
Christopher Lash is a law professor at the University of Denver.
That a detainer doesn't provide a legal basis for prolonging the detention of somebody who should otherwise be released.
Months after the 2014 ruling, ICE did away with that type of detention request. Instead, it began asking sheriffs for what amounts to a heads up. Today, it's common for law enforcement agencies across the country to provide information to ICE. Sometimes the agency uses that information to make its own arrests. Lash, with the University of Denver, says the new weekly reports from ICE naming sheriff's departments that don't honor detainers is shaming law enforcement for something the courts have settled.
Basically, these detainer requests are requests for local sheriffs to violate the law.
Starting this month, ICE says it's using a new detainer form. The agency says, in addition to the detainer, it will also issue what's called an administrative warrant. The problem with that, Lash says, is the warrant is issued by ICE, not a judge, doing nothing, in his view, to address constitutional concerns. ICE declined a recorded interview, but in an email, a spokeswoman maintained detainers are a legal request local law enforcement can use to continue to hold someone for up to 48 hours. But Pat Garrett, the sheriff in Washington County, Oregon, disagrees.
If you use the term detainer, it's something that the federal courts have said is not constitutional.
Garrett is frustrated the new reports from ICE make no mention of court rulings.
And that omission leads readers to conclusions about the legal framework around ICE detainers that are simply not accurate.
The agency says it's now resumed sending detainers even to those sheriffs who believe complying would be illegal. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.